Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Northeast Wyoming Regional Airport should be opening its new general aviation terminal in the next few weeks. The old terminal, constructed in 1978, was originally the commercial terminal. The old building had started to show signs of age and was in serious need of prohibitively expensive repairs. Construction started in August and, despite weather delays, should be open soon. Supply chain issues have been slowing things down, but an open house for the building as part of the airport's second annual Wings and Wheels event should take place. The Gillette Community College District has hired Ferrilli, an IT firm, to work to help create the district's tech infrastructure. Ferrilli's term of employment is for 3 years at a cost of $1.8 million, and they will help establish a website and set up secure networking for the district, among other duties. A local couple has created a community app for the state that launched recently in Gillette. The I Love Wyoming app has information about local events, a neighborhood news feed, as well as weather and other news. Marcus Wiesner and his wife Molly have lived in Gillette for the last 5 years. The couple bought exclusive rights to the technology for the app in Wyoming and went to work. The app works on both Apple and Android phones, and a desktop app can be downloaded at ilovewyoming.app. Earlier in the month, a Wright man pleaded guilty to a rash of copper thefts in the area last year. James Cody pleaded guilty to theft, destruction of property, and conspiracy to commit destruction of property. Cody and an accomplice caused more than $80,000 in damage and more than $8,700 in stolen copper wire. A sentencing date has not yet been set. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.